Hey, baby. I'm getting bed. I'm really tired. I'm cold. Come on.
I'm all snuggly.
Yes. No, you just have to, accept that I'm gonna be stretching against you and cracking my joints and stuff. Yeah, I know where your brain goes when I start moving like this. Just chill out, though. It's so late. I'm so tired. And you're so tired. And we're both so tired. We can do that in the morning. Besides, it's better in the morning because then you slowly wake up like that. And at night, you can get all warm and snuggly and cozy and slowly fall asleep. You don't think you're that tired? Well, listen.
Okay, listen, even if in your brain meets you don't think you're that tired, I know you're tired. You just need some encouragement. And yeah, you just need me to talk at you a little bit. Do you want that? Do you want me just to like. Just to like say nice things to you so you can go to sleep. I know it's hard to fall asleep sometimes, so just come snuggle up here. Like that. And put your arms around me all nice and tight. Yeah. Just like that. And you can put your face up against my neck. I like that. And I'll talk to you about, oh, what should I talk to you about? What? I have to choose. I can't choose everything, so that's the problem. Is I have so many things I want to talk to you about. Like always, I have so many things I want to tell you. And not even just, the important stuff, like how much I like you, whatever. But, just the stupid things I get in my head. That I know you understand, but nobody else really does. I know you understand them. That's why I saved them for you. Jeez. Like, we could talk about the ocean and how. How some of those deep sea creatures, right? I was looking at photos of them because some of them end up, I don't know, I guess they swim too far up out of their depth and then the change in pressure kills them. Or maybe a current drags them out. or something, but they'll end up in fishermen nets. These creatures that live so far below the surface, and they look like aliens. And they look like they're mutated. Don't laugh at me. They do. I'll show you photos tomorrow, okay? Not before bed. You'll have nightmares. Oh, whatever. Maybe you won't have nightmares. Maybe you will have nightmares. I don't know. Not risking it. It's like you don't say Freddy Krueger 3 times. Yes, I know that's Beetlejuice. Oh my god, that's the joke. Fucking goofball. Anyways. Okay. Before you so rudely distracted me. My point is, there's these deep sea creatures that look like aliens, or mutated, like, octopus and stuff, and I saw one that looked like it was literally just a tentacle, but like, it wasn't like a ripped off tentacle of an octopus. Like, it was a whole thing. That was the creature, was the tentacle. You know? It's insane. And, like, these fish, they'll have, like, just 4 front teeth. Yeah, like a person. Yeah. Not spiky teeth, but blunt teeth. I know. It's so crazy. Just, I don't know, like, it just made me think, like, you know, we have all these satellites and stuff, and Google Earth, and, it makes us feel like we pretty much have every square inch of the planet mapped out. And there's no more surprises left for us. You know, we don't really have that sense of feeling like we could get lost in the woods and just sort of like stumble into some crazy magical world like Narnia, you know, or get lost in the Bermuda Triangle, end up in a parallel world. You kind of feel like there's just no more surprises. Which I guess can make people feel safe. Or, I don't know, maybe it'll just make you feel disappointed. Because we all grew up hearing about these famous explorers and reading different stories about people who went on these grand adventures. Yeah, like Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn. You know? Lewis and Clark. Just, you know, people exploring and doing cool things, and you kind of feel like, well, there's no point. You can't do that now because some jerk on a speedboat or whatever is gonna whip past you and upturn your raft. Well, no, I don't know how to build a raft, but I'm sure I could learn. Yeah, YouTube is a thing.
Yeah, I can. I am totally allowed to bemoan technology in one breath and then talk about utilizing it for learning in the next. Because I said so, that's why. Yeah, you feel like there's nothing left in the world to explore, but it's not true.
No, it's not true.
No, I'm not talking about Mars. I mean, we still have the ocean. We still have the Mariana? How do you say it? I don't know how to say it. Tell me. We still have the trench, okay? Is my point. No matter what happens, we'll still have the trench left to explore. So you see, there's still lots and lots of surprises. And some of them are scary, or creepy at least, but that's okay because I kind of feel like all the best things in life have a little bit of creepiness, you know? Even the super hopeful things or the things with a positive moral, some sort of moral lesson, there's still that creepiness, those creepy elements. And it might not give you nightmares, but it's enough that it kind of sticks in your head for years and years, and you remember those little bits. It's the mystery, the unexplained. I love that. Oh, it's so nice you snuggling up close beside me. It's cold. Yeah, I know I love winter, but I don't know. It's February and now I'm getting tired of being cold. I don't want to have to wear all the layers. I need your body heat to keep me warm. Yes, I require you in my bed being cute and cuddly and petting my hair. Yeah, like that. You has to do it. You has to pets my hairs. Pets them nice. I know I talk funny when I'm sleepy. Don't make fun of me. Yes, you'll make me angry, and
you wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Oh, you like me always? Thanks, that's nice. That's sweet. Thank you. I like that. I like you always too, but you know, I like you best at
like certain times of day or certain moments. Well, you know, like, I like you best when it's morning and you're half asleep and you have like this funny, cute, confused look on your face when you first wake up, especially if it's like kind of earlier than you want to be up. When you just sort of look around blearily and you, like, you're barely registering the room, or you're having, like, your eyes are having to interpret what you're seeing to your brain. I love that. It's so perfect. And I like you best when you're just sort of smiling to yourself at something and you don't know I'm looking at you or that anybody's looking at you. You're just, you know, happy and smiling. It makes your whole face light up. Like, yeah. I mean, yeah, like, the happiness emanates out of you, like you're the sun. Yes, I have to say cute things in this stupid voice because I'm really awkward, okay? You knew that. You knew I was an awkward whatever. I'm not shy. I'm just, like, uncomfortable with feelings. And when else do I like you best? Oh, I like you best when when we're in public or, like, in a group or something. And then something happens or someone says something and it reminds me of something and I can see in your face it reminds you of the exact same thing, and then you just look at me and we just get to do the telepathic link. It sounds really cheesy and corny and stupid when I say that, but you know what I mean. We're both thinking the exact same thing, and then you look at me, and then I can't handle it. If it's serious, if what the person's saying is serious, I have to stop, and I have to look away from you, because I'll start laughing so hard. But I love that. That's my favorite, because it just reminds me of being, like, a kid again, when you're at a sleepover or something, and then, you know, someone, like, you're all talking and making jokes, and, like, everybody's laughing so hard, and it's way too late, so some adult is like, shut up, go to sleep, stop talking, so everybody shuts up for a bit, it's silent, but then, you know, someone says something that makes you think of the joke you're all laughing about, or someone starts giggling, and then you can't help yourself, and you start giggling, and you just can't stop laughing, like that. That kind of perfect, unfettered joy. I love that. I love getting to share that with you. I love that we have that together. It's like you're my, you can be like my childhood best friend. And, you know, cute person cute, romantical human being that I get to, you know, share a milkshake with and stuff. Yes, like, this is an Archie comic, okay? Leave me alone. I love that. No matter how awkward I can be, you know I love that silly, cutesy stuff with you because you're my person. So stop talking and just listen to me so you can go to sleep because I like you and I want you to get a really nice sleep. Full of really, really great dreams. Maybe you'll dream about us befriending aliens. Okay, we don't have to befriend the sea aliens if you don't want us to. We can just make friends with the space aliens. And then they'll take us in their spaceship and we'll remember our towels. And we won't let the Vogans read poetry to us. And then we'll go on some really, really cool adventure. Because you and I are real cool fruits. Stop. That's not too many. It's not too much nerdiness for you. Just, you know it isn't. You love it. You love everything about it. Shh. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go the hell to sleep. Stop talking, you geek. Go the hell to sleep. Did you like that? That was my special impromptu. Bye-bye. All for you. I know, baby, I'm really tired too. So I guess we can just stop talking. And, you know, just go to sleep.